I'm Dean Kallenbeck, filling in for Joy Cardine here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm glad to be with you this morning. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock on Wednesday, June 19th, and that, of course, means it's time for the big question, during which we pose a question that's hot in the news and bring in two opposing viewpoints to discuss the issue. The big question is this: should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of immigration reform? It's part of the big debate going on in Congress right now. And yesterday, a couple of amendments came up and were turned down that would have made border security changes happen before a new pathway to citizenship program is put in place. You can weigh in with your comments and questions about the president, about this situation, the pathway to citizenship and border security. That's at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send your email to talk@wpr.org. You can also tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show, or you can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will have two guests for this hour to discuss the big question. Coming up at 7:30, we'll hear from columnist Raul Reyes, who argues legalization of eligible immigrants should not be held up by border security issues. For this half hour, though, we're joined by the communications director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which advocates for improved border security. He is Bob Dane, and he joins us now. Bob Dane, good morning.
Good morning, Dean, from Washington. How are you?
Good to have you along. And can you please, as we talk about this big question, give us your opening statement as to why securing the border should be priority number one?
Well, it certainly has to. Now, remember this, that when we talk about border security, we often focus on just that, the physical fence, the wood, the wire, the mortar. The construction of the exterior fence is important, but it has to include a willingness to enforce our interior immigration laws as well. All of the brick, the mortar, wood, wire, or for that matter, any high technology that we're using at the border, like cameras or sensors or drones, it's not going to keep people out if we don't stop the incentives to come to the U.S. in the first place. Restoring order in the general sense of border security involves expanding the infrastructure at the border, yes, but you've got to simultaneously reduce the reasons that people come to the United States, and we know why. And that includes the jobs magnet, the birthright citizenship. If you have a baby, you get to stay. We consider that a loophole. And certainly the amnesty carrot, which, as we all know, is being dangled right now in the Senate, and it's certainly no surprise that border crossings are up. Border security should be improved, and it can be, but I think it's a bit of a fool's paradise to assume that the job is done without meaningful worksite enforcement and a willingness to enforce the laws on the interior. I mean, simply saying that the border is secure without interior enforcement, I guess, is it's sort of like putting new locks on your door with a sign that says the jewels are all yours if you can find your way in.
I'm curious. You talk about trying to prevent the reasons that people want to come to this country, but isn't having a really good country a good thing that people would want to come to it?
Well, it certainly is.
I mean, that's been give me your tired, your poor is, you know, it's on the Statue of Liberty. That's kind of been a theme of this country and what the country has been made of. Is that really a philosophy we want to be changing?
Well, what, you know, I would ask in return, what at what point does the turnstile need to have some restrictions on it? I mean, if you have a complete open borders philosophy and practice, and you sort of disregard and consider sovereignty some sort of antiquated concept, you completely flood the country with, you know, three billion people on planet Earth who would like to come here. There has to be some semblance of order, some degree of regulation at the border. Now, you know, here we are. The politicians in the White House and the special interest, and make no mistake, it is driven by deep pocket lobbyists here in Washington. We are rushing headlong into yet another contentious and protracted illegal alien amnesty battle. This is 2007 redux. When instead our approach at FAIR has been for really two things I think we need to do. Congress needs to do what the law intends and what the public wants. Right now, Congress needs to insist that President Obama begin enforcing vigorously our existing immigration laws. Do what the law says. And secondly, Congress needs to enact an E-Verify bill that would prevent illegal aliens from working jobs they have no legal right to, and then you're turning off that magnet. Do what the law says. Give the American public the worker protections they need. If we do those two things, not everything that needs to be done, we're all on board. We're all better off. You'd see a lot of self-attrition. Illegal aliens would leave of their own accord because they can't find work.
Bob Dane is from FAIR. That's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Our big question for today, should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of immigration reform? The U.S. Senate dealt with a number of issues yesterday as it's working through the immigration reform bill. One of them was Senator John Thune's proposal to finish a 700-mile double-layered fence along the U.S.-Mexico border before immigrants could apply for legal status. Now, that amendment was turned down yesterday by the Senate. Where were you on that, and would that cut down on illegal immigration?
Well, look, you know, the Secure Fence Act, certainly we support the idea of more construction on the fence. Why? Because the Secure Fence Act of 2006 said that the Department of Homeland Security was supposed to build 700 miles of double-layer fence. It's a pedestrian fencing and a vehicle barrier. And we only have a very small portion of that built. About half the fence has been built. The problem with any of these amendments right now, as the bill gets detailed over the next couple of days now, one part of it isn't going to be touched, not by the Democrats and surprisingly not by the Republicans, and that's the amnesty, which is outrageous because the amnesty is the biggest part of the bill. Yes, we will watch senators, Republicans and Democrats, all haggling over whether the border is secured, how and when illegal aliens will be entitled to benefits. They'll negotiate over the additional foreign guest workers. But our opinion at FAIR is that we sort of skipped a step here. We moved from a need to secure the border and tighten interior enforcement to this grand bargain, border security for amnesty. No one ever agreed to that quid pro quo. So we're going to we're watching the United States senators engage in this kabuki theater where they pretend to improve a bad bill, and not one person is going to stand up and say, hey, folks, let's scrap the amnesty provisions and just cherry-pick out the enforcement angles that make sense. So it's sort of a long way of saying that, yeah, I mean, Senator Thune's amendment made a lot of sense, but not tacked on to a bad amnesty bill.
Well, and so would you have that same attitude toward another measure that was brought up by Senator David Vitter yesterday that would have increased a biometric tracking system that's already in this bill, or in the Senate Judiciary Committee has agreed to have Homeland Security establish a biometric tracking system at the nation's 30 biggest international airports. David Vitter's idea was to expand that to every land border crossing, every seaport, every international airport. What's your thought on both the David Vitter proposal that was turned down to expand the program, but also the Senate Judiciary Committee's idea to at least implement this in part?
Yeah, we need to do a better job of entry and exit. That is, you know, knowing who is coming into the country, for what reason, for how long, and we certainly need a better exit system, knowing when people leave. The bill under consideration now in the Senate promises an electronic entry-exit system to track people who leave from the air and the seaports, but not land ports. Now, it sounds good, but in truth, the legislation under consideration right now is basically rolling back a 20-year law that we've already had, that's already on the books, that mandates what they call a biometric exit system at all of our air, land, and seaports. The General Accounting Office said that a system like the one called for in this bill will not help track visa overstayers. So the bill right now reverses current law. And I think more egregiously, it is ignoring the first and most important recommendation of the 9/11 Commission, which was we have to know who's coming in and we have to know who's leaving to prevent visa overstayers. To that extent, I think Senator Vitter's amendment was a very good one. Again, tacked onto a bad bill, the Senate voted that amendment down yesterday.
We're wrestling down the big question for today. Should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of immigration reform being debated now in Congress? Our guest for this half hour says yes. He's Bob Dean with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR. What do you think? Should the U.S.-Mexico border be secured before putting a pathway to citizenship in place? Or are you concerned that it would derail immigration reform? Or do you care if there's immigration reform? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mostly sunny today in Wisconsin with highs around 75 degrees. It'll be a little cooler than that near Lake Michigan. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows of around 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible with highs near 80, little cooler near Lake Superior. I'm Dean Collin, back in for Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, and a reminder that At Issue comes up this afternoon from 3 until 5. John Munson is in. His 3 o'clock hour, he talks about a Gallup survey released last week in which only 10% of those questions say they have confidence in Congress. John and his guests discuss the protocols, players, and politics of the House and Senate. We're talking a little bit about that ourselves here. As we discuss the big question, should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of immigration reform now being wrestled with by both the House and the Senate? And in our second half hour, we'll hear from a columnist who says legalizing eligible immigrants should not wait for increased border security. But our guest through 7:30 feels security has to come first. He's Bob Dade with the Federation for Immigration Reform, for American Immigration Reform. And we are going to our phones next. Let's join Dave in Menominee, who has a comment.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, your guest had said, border crossings are up. He slipped that little line in between a lot of the other things he said. And that, of course, is not true. Pew Research Hispanic Center finds that the border apprehensions are very low. We have Border Patrol that is, according to Customs and Border Protections figures, have soared under President Obama. And the Pew estimates also say that migration into the United States is at a standstill because of the construction markets, border enforcement, and an increase in deportations. Again, President Obama has deported, you know, many fold out of this country compared to the previous administration. So this idea that, you know, we're still being told, you know, we're being like overrun, so we have to put this law into place, and if we can't seal the border, we're just going to snuff out this bill. So the idea is to just snuff out the bill at any cost, because if we are doing a good job at the border, we will be told we're not. So I wanted to get the guests to straighten his comments out. Thanks.
Bob Dane?
Okay. Border crossings just in the past 3 months are up, as reported by the Department of Homeland Security. And in terms of Obama being the great deporter, look, the fact is that total deportations are running high. But there's the president has prioritized who he is deporting, and that is violent criminals only. Three things happened over Obama's 5 years. The Department of Homeland Security has been instructed to dismantle most of the immigration resources, of course, that state and local law enforcement have at their disposal. Second is the president has reprioritized these deportations so that no illegal alien is deported unless they have a violent criminal history or represent a national security threat. I can assure you that if you're sort of a, quote, garden variety illegal alien who has not otherwise committed a violent felony, the odds of you being deported are absolutely zero right now. Then the president bypassed Congress last summer, unilaterally declared he was putting in place amnesty for young illegal aliens. It was the DREAM Act by an executive fiat. So now illegal aliens who get caught get prosecutorial discretion, and all of the young illegal aliens can apply for amnesty and get a work permit. We've had a complete nullification of immigration laws, and I think worse yet, and this may be the most transformational change, the president has changed the way we think about the rule of law. Violating immigration laws now, unless, of course, you're a violent felon, is entirely inconsequential. And it has been a demoralizing blow, not only to Border Patrol agents, but DHS and ICE agents on the interior of the United States. And in terms of the total number of deportations being high, yeah, they are high, but there is a reason why, because the president is rolling together not only deportations, but what they call turnbacks at the border. In other words, let's say last night there were 1,000 illegal aliens who came across the border last night and were returned. Those under the Obama administration are being rolled into the total deportation statistics. No president prior to this president did that. So, of course, the numbers appear much higher.
We're talking about the big question for today. Should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of immigration reform? Bob Dane is with us for the next 5 minutes or so with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR. Join us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. One who did join us is Todd from Green Bay. Todd, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I don't believe that we can have any kind of immigration reform until we secure the borders, or we're going to have just a constant influx of people. And then 10 years from now, we'll be debating the same thing. You know, should we have an amnesty for all the additional millions of people that came in illegally, you know, since this year until 10 years from now? But the other things that are really bothersome and kind of contradict something that your previous caller said was, I listened to an interview from the head of the Union for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agents, ICE agents, and they are actually suing the federal government right now because they cannot do their jobs. They have been told, you do not arrest deportees, and if you see something that's happening that a deportee is doing, you mentioned violent criminals being deported. They're not even allowed to actually act on anything that they're doing themselves. They are supposed to defer to local law enforcement in whatever county or city they happen to be in and have them make the arrest. And then if the person is only they're only deported or only considered for deportation after they've had three incidences of any kind of a crime, violent or otherwise. So the other thing, and I think that's a critical point to keep in mind, but the final thing I wanted to mention is that I don't think you're ever going to see any improvement in the lives of these people in Mexico if you have a safety valve or an escape hatch called the United States, where these people just run to get out of their circumstances. Over time, Mexico needs to change, but it's never going to happen. You have a lot of corruption. You have a lot of government corruption over there, down there, and you have a lot of crime, but it's never going to change if we just keep saying, hey, if you don't like it there, we'll make it easy for you to come over here and we'll help you make money and we'll give you all kinds of different benefits, et cetera, luring more and more people in. Mexico is just always going to remain as it is, a third world country.
Bob Dane.
Yeah, good point. I've spoken extensively with Chris Crane, the president of the ICE Union, and ICE has come out very vocally against this bill. ICE was around in 1986, and they remember that amnesty was implemented, and it doesn't work. You had the identical bill. And Chris often says, what we have in the Senate today is an illusionary promise of future enforcement in exchange for immediate amnesty. And ICE reminds us that there was extensive document fraud the last time we did this. The number of people applying for amnesty far exceeded the expectations. The illegal aliens got their amnesty. All of the enforcement promises were breached. And, of course, the illegal alien population in the years after grew to five times the original amount. Why? Because America had created a precedent of amnesty that became a policy substitute for enforcement, and everyone knew it. You know, nothing is different. We have the historical evidence that amnesty solves nothing. Plus, since this president is not adequately enforcing current laws, why bother passing another so-called comprehensive immigration bill when we know he won't enforce those laws? This is not immigration reform. It is masquerading as an overhaul of our U.S. immigration policies. It's an amnesty bill and really a sellout of American interest and very much a betrayal of the American worker by lawmakers, by big business who really don't care one way or the other who it is they hire, whether it's an American worker or a foreign worker. And I think there's a fiduciary responsibility by corporate America to give workers in their local community the first shot. We've got 22 million Americans who are unemployed, underemployed. Anything we do in the United States on immigration policy has to be weighed heavily for the policy's impact on unemployed Americans.
Bob Dane, it's been good to have you this half hour. Give us your closing argument as to why border security needs to come before any other immigration reform.
Well, we have to remember that borders, again, this bill is masquerading as a credible attempt to overhaul our immigration system, but it reforms nothing. It fixes nothing. It grants amnesty to those who have broken our laws. It floods the economy with millions of additional foreign guest workers, imposing crushing debt on taxpayers, expanding the size of government, and not only does not promise more enforcement, the bill actually weakens enforcement. I mean, we've got a variety of laws already on the books. Job number one is to simply enforce existing laws.
Our guest has been Bob Dane, Communications Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Thank you, Bob Dane. After the news, we continue our conversation on our big question with Raul Reyes, who writes on Latino and immigration issues. It's the big question, should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place? I'm Dean Collin, back in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Net. We're back with our weekly feature, The Big Question. I'm Dean Collin, back filling in for Joy Cardine. It is 7:36 on this Wednesday, June 19th, and we're batting around the question of whether border security should be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of American immigration reform. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate struck down a pair of amendments to the bipartisan immigration reform bill that would have delayed legalizing eligible immigrants until security measures were increased. Our guest earlier in the hour, Bob Dane of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, said such measures are needed. For the rest of this hour, we'll be talking with Raul Reyes, an attorney and columnist on Latino and immigration issues who takes the opposite stand. We welcome your comments on the big question. Whichever stand you take, call 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or comment on the Joy Cardine Facebook page. And we also welcome you to take part in an online poll, the online poll question on the topic that you can participate in. Should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is in place? You can vote yes, you can vote no, you can vote not sure at wpr.org/joy. So we welcome Raul Reyes, and Raul Reyes, our previous guest, says securing the border needs to be top priority. In your opening statement, why do you think that if he gets his way, there won't be any meaningful immigration reform?
Well, I do agree with him to a certain extent. I certainly agree that securing our border is important, but I feel that it's important. You know, the proposal we have now in the Senate is a comprehensive immigration reform bill, which means we're going to secure the border along with creating a pathway to citizenship for, I believe it's 11 million people who are here, you know, undocumented. So the way I look at it, you know, it is important to have the secure border, But we spend vast sums of money on the border already. And I think last year the figure was about $18 billion that we were spending on our border security enforcement, which happens to be more than we spend on all other federal law enforcement agencies combined. And that includes the FBI, the Secret Service, the DEA. So we have a very militarized border already. And I think what we need to do, you know, the previous guest, Mr. Dane, talked about that we need to stop the incentives on our side of the border. I totally agree with him, and this bill does that. You know, it puts penalties in place for employers who hire illegal workers. Mr. Dane said that he wants E-Verify, which is an employment verification system for workers. He wants that. That's in this bill. So, I mean, I think we need to do both together. And to me, and I know a lot of, a lot of the forces behind this Senate immigration bill, when we hear people talking again and again about border security is fine. Really, no one is against that per se. But what many of them really mean is that they're using the idea of border security as an excuse to derail or even kill immigration reform.
The one of the amendments that was defeated yesterday was Senator John Thune's proposal to finish a 700-mile double-layered fence along the U.S.-Mexico border, which was put in place by law many years ago, but hasn't been constructed. If we go ahead and allow a pathway to citizenship before that's finished, doesn't that just make that previously passed law, are we ignoring the will of the people that was expressed back in 06?
Well, I'm not positive about what, 06, but I know on this amendment, I think it has some good ideas. I think the main reason it was voted down and the main reason actually I'm against this amendment for the border fence has to do with its funding. This Thune amendment would have increased the border fence, the wall, whatever you want to call it, but it would have done so with money taken away from border technology, drones, the border patrol, and other resources. That was the reason, I believe, that it did not pass. The idea in itself was not bad, but you also have to consider we have been continually militarizing our border over the last decade, and we've been doing it and doing it and doing it, and we do still have a problem with illegal immigration. So I think we need to try, if we keep doing the same thing, and it's the same thing, which is border security, and it's not working, we do need to try, a different approach. And by the way, I listened to the first half hour, and I just have to make a few comments on Mr. Dane, some of his ideas, with all respect. One thing that he talked about is that if we increase the security on our border, build the wall, the fence, that eventually, and tighten, crack down on employers, that the undocumented who are already here will leave. And that's sort of a variation on the whole idea of self-deportation that Mitt Romney promoted during the last election. And I think it's pretty safe to say that the voters rejected that idea. You know, it's never been proven that that's the case. And we've seen that that doesn't work. And he also talked about how undocumented people today, he made the case that unless you're a serious criminal, you have nothing to fear about deportations and there's zero deportations going on. And with all respect, that is not true. The Obama administration is on track for record deportations. I think right now looking at a total of 2 million, which is more than any other administration, about 1,100 people a day are deported. And these are not all gangsters or drug traffickers. They're working people, they're parents, they're people who just happen to be caught up in the immigration dragnets. So it's not quite the situation that he presented.
John in Park Falls emails, building and not building a border fence cannot both be sending the wrong message. America has the right to defend its border as vigorously, perhaps even more so, as does Mexico, and with the same restrictions for immigrants as Mexico. Your thoughts on that comment?
Well, I do agree with him that we need to have our sovereignty. That's important. We have to protect ourselves. And that's one reason why I support the comprehensive reform. Right now, we have 11 million people who are here. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know necessarily where they are. Now, while protecting our border is important, what about these 11 million people? And I'm the first to say that among 11 million people, There are bound to be some bad eggs among them. We have to address the second side of the equation. And just in terms of the border fence itself, you know, the last time we tried the immigration reform was 2007, you know, under George W. Bush. At that time, Congress laid out certain goals for border security that they wanted in place before we went ahead. Looking back, we have met, you know, they wanted, like, to increase the number of border agents. They wanted more penalties for illegal crossings. They wanted more money for the actual border fence or the wall. All of those targets in 2013, they have been surpassed. So, again, when we're talking about the border security, I'm not saying it's not important, but many lawmakers are using it as an excuse just to keep moving the metrics and saying virtually until our border is hermetically sealed, we cannot proceed with immigration reform. And I in the very general sense, I do believe that the United States is a country that can multitask. We can do both. We can seal our borders and protect ourselves, and we can also deal with the very real problem of this tremendous undocumented population that we have here.
Raul Reyes is an attorney who writes on immigration and Latino issues. Want to talk a little bit about the another aspect of the current immigration bill being considered. The Senate Judiciary Committee did agree to have Homeland Security establish a biometric tracking system at the nation's 30 biggest international airports. Now, there was an amendment to that that would have expanded that program. That amendment was defeated, but this biometric tracking is in place in the current bill. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a good idea. I'll tell you, you know, to really break it down in very practical terms, the reason I think most people, wherever you stand on the sides of pro or against immigration reform, most people like this idea because the fact is you have to get visas to come to this country, but I think 40% of the undocumented population just overstays their visa, so we don't have any record right now of when people leave or if they're leaving when they're supposed to be leaving. Now, in practical terms, though, for example, at the airport, if we're going to keep track of when people leave, we need to our infrastructure is just not there because, for example, think about when you go to the airport, like a large international airport, maybe Kennedy in New York City or in Chicago, very frequently, you could be waiting for your flight to Florida right across the corridor from a flight going to London or to Paris. The only way that the biometric tracking system can work for exits is if we absolutely separate out our international departures from our domestic departures, and our airports are just not set up that way. And for the last 12 years, the government has been experimenting with these different pilot programs, but the airlines don't want to pay for it. The airport authorities don't want to pay for it. So what the government's been doing instead of the biometric tracking, they've been working on what they call biographical tracking. For example, they look at, say, for example, whether or not someone has been going to certain regions of the Mideast or certain things like that, because the biometric tracking has just met with tremendous resistance from airports, from our seaports, and it just hasn't worked out as a very practical idea. And before we get on to something else, I just wanted to say real quick, I was listening to the earlier part of the show, and I did notice during the news break there was an announcement about the Congressional Budget Office talking about how, you know, this immigration reform proposal will be a tremendous benefit to taxpayers because it cuts down the deficit and it, you know, immigrants do provide an economic boost to the economy. I think that's very important. And Mr. Dane, when he was making his case, he talked about this immigration proposal as being something that Washington is deciding that the American people don't want, and it's just happening. And, you know, I encourage your listeners not just to take my word for it, but to go to Google maybe and just Google immigration reform poll, because you will see that according to ABC News, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the American public wants immigration reform, including a path to citizenship. They absolutely do want it. That's why we've gotten this far with the reform movement. The last poll I saw was from the Times, which showed that 83% of Americans do want immigration reform with a path to citizenship. So when Mr. Dane says that this is just something that Washington is forcing on us, that's really not entirely true.
Our weekly big question is on the table. Should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of immigration reform in America? Our current guest, New York attorney and columnist Raul Reyes, says no. What say you? Should green cards wait until the 700-mile double-layered fence at the Mexican border is finished or until a biometric tracking system for illegals is complete? Join the conversation at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can email us at WPR.org, comment on our Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can take part in our own online poll on the topic. You can vote yes, no, or not sure on the question. Should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is in place at WPR.org/joy. Weather in Wisconsin today will be mostly sunny, a very pleasant day with highs around the mid-70s, a little cooler near Lake Michigan. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, lows around 55. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible, a high around 80. And again, a little bit cooler than that, this time near Lake Superior. I'm Dean Collin, back in for Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7:50. I'm Dean Collin, back in for Joy Cardine. Next hour, there's a Census Bureau report showing America's racial and ethnic minorities now make up half of the 5 and younger group in this nation. After 8, our guest will discuss what these changing demographics mean for the future of our nation. We're back with the big question: should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is put in place as part of immigration reform? Our guest in the first half hour from the Federation for American Immigration Reform says yes, but in this half hour we're hearing from the opposing viewpoint as presented by Raul Reyes, a columnist on immigration and Latino issues for the USA Today, among others. And let's go to the phones now. Actually, we're not ready to go to the phones yet. I will say, Raul Reyes, how big or little a problem do you see with illegal immigration as a result of porous borders?
Well, I think it has been a problem over, you know, certainly, you know, over the last few decades since we tried immigration reform, since we implemented successfully in the past, which I believe was 1986 under Reagan. But just to give you some context, you know, when we look at the bigger picture, right now, as one of your callers pointed out, illegal immigration from Mexico is actually at an all-time low, at a net zero. One of your callers phoned in and pointed that out. And meanwhile, we have the record deportations and a very militarized border. So we have taken tremendous strides towards protecting our borders. And, you know, honestly, there's no country in the world, nowhere, that can hermetically seal its borders. I mean, for example, even a place like North Korea, people still escape. It happens. But I think what we need to do for our border is not just increase bigger walls, you know, bigger fences. As John McCain says, if you build a bigger fence, people will still find ways over it or under it. We need to do smarter border enforcement, and that's what the immigration reform bill does. You know, it actually is top-heavy with enforcement provisions, and it allots, I think, something like $5.5 billion for more enforcement measures over the next 10 years.
Our emailer, Doris, though, says, my vote is border security first. The administration will never enforce controls if they get their amnesty. Is that seems like it's a possibility.
Well, that she's echoing something that Mr. Dane said, that you cannot really trust this administration with amnesty, so-called amnesty, or with the border enforcement. But you have to remember, President Obama is not going to be president when most of these border measures when most of the measures in this immigration bill, if and when they go into effect, he's not even going to be president. So I know there's a lot of opposition to this bill because people say, well, the Obama administration is too lax, or they just don't trust President Obama. This is not about him. This is about securing the future of our country as a sovereign nation, and also it's about, you know, increasing our national security by providing some type of accounting of who's here.
Let's bring Melissa from Platteville into the conversation. Melissa, welcome, and thanks for joining us on The Big Question.
Thank you. I as I had said before, and I agree with Mr. Reyes, and I find it very interesting that there's a lot of commonalities between both callers, where immigration has been very much a kind of a polarizing issue. And we look at the commonalities. I do think that hermetically sealing our border is a non-starter. It's not going to happen. It's 2,000 miles long. People and goods will always be moving across the border. But I agree. I think that it's a way in which to defeat the idea of immigration reform. Ironically, when we always talk about immigration or border reform, we always refer to Mexico and the United States. And so I think we also have to take into consideration that this is a hugely racialized issue as well, in which, you know, our previous caller, Mr. Dane, kept referring to people as illegal aliens, and that the reality is that we have border issues in the north as well. So I think that has to be an important part of this conversation, is that why are we so concerned about our relationships with Mexico and the border issue with Mexico, and that we have to be honest with ourselves about what this truly is about, that the border cannot be hermetically sealed or cut off from relationships with Mexico in the south, but what is our kind of our rationale and our reasoning for doing that? But that it is a way that we can kind of put the damper or put the kibosh on comprehensive reform that would include paths to citizenship and amnesty, which are really important.
Thank you, Melissa. What do you say to that, Raul Reyes?
I think she makes a great point. You know, Melissa points out that all of our focus on immigration reform tends to be on the southern border with Mexico. And we have a border up north, too, with Canada. But that very rarely figures into the discussion, which is a little surprising because some of the 9/11 hijackers entered the United States through the Canadian border. I believe it was up through Vermont or New Hampshire. But yet that very rarely figures into the conversation. So there is that sort of racialized element. And she's also right about how we talk about the undocumented. And I want to mention that my grandfather, for much of his life, he's passed away now, but my grandfather was an undocumented immigrant for much of his life. And I always like to mention that just because I think, you know, if people accuse me of bias or say this, you know, you have a certain preference because of your background, I'm the first to say, you know, I have a personal connection to this issue. But one thing Mr. Dane did not say, you know, his organization, I think that he owes us the same, you know, forthrightness about his own background. His organization, the Federations of Americans for Immigration Reform, they're not just opposed to illegal immigration. They're also opposed to legal immigration. They want to decrease immigration overall, and that's something that he left out of the conversation. Out of the conversation, that I think is just as relevant as actually, for instance, my grandfather being undocumented. It shapes our viewpoint, and he did not mention that.
Closing argument, if you would, as to why a priority on border security is a bad approach to immigration reform.
Well, I believe a priority on border security is important for immigration reform, but I believe that border security can be done with the process of creating a pathway to citizenship for the undocumented people who are already here. We see from the report today in your newscast that comprehensive reform will benefit our economy. It will help our national security objectives by giving us an accounting of who's here. And most of all, it will take a big step towards protecting our sovereignty. Because I'm the first to say that I don't think the immigration proposal right now is perfect, but it's certainly better than the status quo. And for all the people who don't like amnesty, what we have right now pretty much amounts to amnesty, or in fact a type of lawlessness. So at the very least, this immigration reform proposal is a tremendous step in the right direction.
Thank you for taking part in today's big question. Thanks for our guests, Raul Reyes and Bob Dane. Mr. Reyes, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, sir.
We do have the results of our online poll. Should border security be stepped up before a pathway to citizenship is in place? Again, a non-scientific poll taking place on our website during this hour. 61% said no, border security should not be a prerequisite to a pathway to citizenship. 34% said yes. 5% of you said you weren't sure. Our thanks to Bill Martins for producing this program, Justin Williams for on-air production, and Christy Taylor and Bill Martins for sharing the directing load this hour. More to come. I'm Dean Kallenbach, in for Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.